耶稣在十字架受痛。
It is a pleasure for me to be with you again.
能够带到这里是个人的荣幸。
I certainly enjoy seeing you and fellowshipping with you.
我实在很高兴跟大家再有交通。
We've already entered this new year of 1975.
我们已经进入了1975年。
Have you ever wondered what it has in store for us?
各位有没有想到在我们前面为我们存留的是什么?
As we look back over the events of 1974, we see that there has been major changes.
我们回顾1974年就会看到有很多重大的改变。
The heads of the leading economic powers in the world, like the United States and West Germany and Japan, have been forced to resign.
这是经济上的领导国家，像美国、像西德、像日本，这些国家的元首都有变动。
Then another 9 other major countries in the world.Have been forced to change their heads of state.
另外还有九个主要的国家的元首也被迫有所变动。
There have been famines in Africa that has taken hundreds of thousands of lives.
在非洲的饥荒已经使千千万万的人丧失生命。
There are nations in the world that are at the point of starvation.
在世界上还有一些国家目前正夹在饥饿的边缘。
There are nations that are at the point of war.
还有一些国家正在濒临到战争的边缘。
And there have been a major upheaval in the financial world because of the crude oil prices has more than doubled.
由于石油价格涨得很多，所以在世界上面经济上有很大的变动。
There are thousands of people being killed each day by their fellow man.
在这个世界上面有千千万万的人每天都被他们本族或者本国的人所伤害。
When we think of these events of 1974, then we wonder.
当我们回顾1974年所发生的这些事情，我们就需要思想。
What does 1975 hold for the world and for us?
这个世界以及我们在1975年会遭遇些什么事？
What can one individual do to begin solving the colossal problems?That the world is facing.
这个世界所面临的重大的问题，个人要解决它，能够做些什么？
What is the value of one individual?
一个人在他的价值上有多少？
Now the answer to this question of the worth of one individual would depend on from whose viewpoint you are looking at it.
一个人价值多少的答案完全要看是从谁的观点来看而定。
Now from a chemical point of view, the individual is not worth more than 100 NT.
我们如果从化学的眼光来看的话，一个人的价值不会超过新台币100元。
Now, from a factory manager's point of view, an individual is worth somewhere between 2,000 and 20,000 NT per month.
从一个工厂的经理的眼光来看，一个人他的价值大概每个月是值到2000块到20000块之间。
Then from a parent's point of view, it would range from nothing to everything that person owns.
从父母亲的眼光来看，一个儿女他个人的价值就是无可估量的。
From a statistical point of view, it would be worth only 1/3 billionth of mankind.
从统计学的眼光来看，一个人的价值啊是31分之1，因为这个世界上的人口现在是30亿。
From God's point of view, we need to see it from the potential of that individual rather than the basic worth of that individual.
从神的眼光里面来看，我们应该把人的价值从实际上这个人的潜力来估计，而不应当从他基本的价值上面来估计。
Now the reason is the Bible promises us that I can do all things in Him who strengthens me.
为什么呢？因为圣经这样告诉我们说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Therefore, in Christ, we have an unlimited potential.
所以在基督里，我们每一个个人都有没有限量的潜力。
Thus, the value of an individual from God's point of view.Is potentially priceless.
所以，一个个人的价值，在神的眼光里面来看，就他的潜力来讲啊，是没有价值的，没有价值可以定他的。
However, there have been few people, if any, living in the world today who have been able to reach.The full potential that God has planned for them.
不过，在这个世界上面，很少有人能够达到神为我们所计划的，完完全全的把他的潜力发挥尽尽。
An important question then is, how do we acquire the unlimited resources and strength promised us?In the scriptures.
所以一个重要的问题是这样的，我们怎么样能够得到圣经里面所应许给我们的那个丰富的力量和资源，我们能够得到。
I believe that the key to obtaining the resources in GodIs found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5.
我相信呢，我们能够得到神在圣经里面所应许给我们的那个丰富的资源，是记载在圣经新约约翰福音第15:5里面。
Our Lord Jesus taught.I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们的主耶稣这样教导我们说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The value of a fruit tree is determined by the fruit that it bears.
一个结果子的树，它的价值啊，是要由它所结的果子来决定的。
So it is for an individual in God's sight.
在神的眼光里面，个人的价值也是如此。
The value of an individual is determined by the fruit of one's life.
一个人的价值是要看他在生活里面 所结的果子来决定。
What kind of fruit are we bearing?
我们所结的果子是什么呢？
The most stable worldly treasures and investments and achievements have no assurance of even lasting to the end of 1975.
这个世界上面最可靠的财宝、投资和成就能不能够支持到1975年的年底都有疑问，没有把握。
However, in Christ, we are promised by God that the work that He does through us will remain for eternity.
但是在基督里面，神却应许我们所做的工作，我们借着他所做的工作可以存留到永生。
Now, why is it so important to God that I abide in Christ in order to attain the full potential that God has designed for us?
我住在基督里，来得到神为我所计划的，来发挥神为我所计划的全部潜在的能力，到底为什么这样重要？
Well, firstly, this is the purpose.Of our creation.
首先，这是我们被造的目的。
Men have found fulfillment in life, or men who have found fulfillment in life, and were mightily used of God, had a unique relationship with God.
人，他在生活上，或者说生命上得到满足的。就是被神所用的这些人，他们与神有一个很紧密的关系。
For example, Moses knew God as a friend.
例如摩西啊，他就像朋友一样的认识神。
The Bible says the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
圣经上告诉我们说。耶和华 与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
A second example is King David.
第二个例子是大卫王。
God said of David, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.
神问到大卫的时候这样说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
If we are to reach our full potential in life, like these men, then we must abide in Christ.
假如我们要像摩西，要像大卫一样的，能够发挥我们生命中的全部潜力的话，我们就必须住在基督里。
Secondly, when we abide in Christ, He produces fruit through our lives.
其次，当我们住在耶稣里面的时候，他就能够借着我们的生活结出果子来。
In the process of bearing eternal fruit,My part is to abide in Christ.
在结永生的果子这个过程里面，我所要担任的工作就是住在基督里。
We must learn to trust God to work rather than strive on our own energies.
我们必须要学习信靠神来工作，而不要依靠我们自己的力量来挣扎。
Several years ago, while involved in a Christian training program,
在几年以前，我参加一个基督徒的训练工作。
I found out my mother was seriously ill and had been taken to a hospital.
我得到一个消息，就是家母她病得很沉重，被送到医院去了。
Now, although my mother had heard about Christ, She was not a Christian at that time.
虽然家母已经听过耶稣基督的福音，但是在那个时候，她还没有接受耶稣基督。
Now, no one else in the family was a Christian, and all her close friends believed in ancestor worship.
在我的家庭里面也没有其他的基督徒，他的亲戚朋友都是拜祖宗的。
I wanted to return home as soon as possible.
所以我急于想尽快的回家。
However, during this time, I had been impressed both from the Bible and also from the Council of Godly People to complete the program before returning home.
但是在这个时候啊，我就受到很大的感动。这个感动来自于两方面，一方面是从圣经上来的，一方面是从那些敬虔爱主的人所给我的劝告，就是要我完成这个训练工作，然后再回家。
The passage in the Bible is John 6:63 that spoke to me.
那么我刚刚讲的圣经给我感动的那一节，就是约翰福音第六章63节。
It is the spirit that gives life, the flesh is of no avail.
叫人活着的。
The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Now this verse taught me that my efforts are nothing.
这节圣经告诉我，我个人的努力是没有益处的。
It is God's spirit who produces fruit.
乃是神的灵才能够结果子。
Now this verse meant to me that I should finish the training program and trust God for the results.
这一节圣经对我的意思来讲，就是要完成训练的工作，信靠神，把结果完全信靠在神的手里。
When I did return home and visited my mom in the hospital,
最后当我回到家里，在医院去看家母的时候，
She told me she had become God's daughter even as I was God's son.
她就告诉我说，她已经变成了神的使女，就像我是神的儿子一样。
She then related to me how she had accepted Christ as her Savior on the way to the hospital.
然后她就告诉我，她是怎么样到医院的途中接受耶稣基督做她救主的。
Well, this experience helped me to realize the importance of doing what I know God wants me to do, and then trust God for the outcome.
这个经历就帮助我认识一个事情的重要性。什么事情的重要性呢？就是我要做神所希望我做的事情，把结果完全信托给神。
Thirdly, the abiding life is a balanced life.
第三，住在耶稣基督里的生活是一个平衡的生活。
Abiding in Christ enables us to properly balance, to be a properly balanced in our ministry to others.
在耶稣基督里面住着，就能够帮助我们适当的平衡我们对别人的工作、服事。
If we are abiding in Christ, He will not allow us to squeeze others into becoming the person we think he ought to be.
假如我们住在基督里，那么耶稣他就不容许我们强迫别人 变成我们认为他应该变成的人。
Instead, we will help their help them develop their personality to avoid or and avoiding our or enforcing our preference on them.
相反的，我们会帮助那个人把他个人在照顾他个人的发展，而避免我们随我们心里所喜好的加在他的身上。
When we abide in Christ, He is our total sufficiency.
当我们住在基督里面的时候，他就是我们的满足，就是我们的力量。
Even though our work is not recognized by others, we will not be discouraged.
虽然我们的工作不能够得到别人的赞许，我们也不会失望。
Nor will we be disappointed when there is no visible results in our ministry.
我们在工作上、服事上如果没有看得见的果效，也不会灰心。
We'll be trusting Him to produce the fruit, and the opinions of others will not matter.
我们会完全的信靠他结果子，别人对我们工作行为的批评就无关紧要。
The more we abide in Him, the more sensitive we become to what He wants us to do.
我们越是住在他里面，我们就越会体认到、感觉到他要我们做什么。
Then we can serve Him in those areas of greatest need.
那么这样呢，我们就在许多方面，那些最有需要的方面来服侍神。
Now we've talked about why should we abide in Christ.
我们已经讲过了，为什么要住在基督里。
Now let's talk about how to abide in Christ.
现在我们再来谈一谈怎么样住在基督里。
How can we develop this habit of abiding in Christ and thus reaching the full potential that God has designed for my life?
我们怎么样能够养成一个住在基督里面的习惯，来发挥神在我们生活当中所计划的全部潜在的力量呢？
First, we must have a personal relationship with God.
首先，我们必须与神发生个人与神的关系。
And this is through receiving Jesus into our lives as our personal Savior and Lord.
这件事只能记着接受耶稣到我们的生命里面来，做我们个人的救主与主，这件事才能够做得到。
For unless we are born spiritually, we are unable to grow spiritually.
除非我们从灵而生，我们就不会在灵里面长大。
Our Lord Jesus has promised us that He is not standing at the door of our heart and is knocking.
我们的主耶稣曾经应许过我们，他现在就站在心门外，正在叩门。
Now, if you open the door of your heart by inviting Him in as your Savior, He has promised to come in.
假如你把你的心门打开，请他进来做你的救主，他曾经应许过要进来。
Now, by a sincere invitational prayer, you can begin this new life in Christ this morning.
记住一个诚实的邀请主耶稣这样的祷告，你在今天早上就可以开始这样的新生活与新生命。
Now for those of us that have Jesus as our personal Savior, we need to develop a deeper relationship or deeper friendship with Jesus.
对于我们这些已经有耶稣基督做我们个人救主的，我们需要 把我们跟耶稣之间的关系加强加深。
Three habits that will help us to do this are prayer, meditation on God's word, and sharing the relationship we have with Christ with others.
有三件事，也可以说有三个习惯，可以帮助我们做到，那就是祷告、默想神的话，以及跟别人同享基督。
Our prayer life or our prayer time should be flexible and enjoyable, not something that is a routine and has a fixed pattern.
我们祷告的时间应当灵活运用，应当是一种享受，而不是一个公式化或者是一个定型化的一种仪式。
Our prayer habit should become a means of a constant communication with God throughout the day.
我们祷告的习惯应该成为一种方法，一种手段。什么手段呢？就是与耶稣基督在每天跟神的交通一种经常的手段。
Now the second habit of meditating on God's word can be developed by thinking about God's word in between different activities.
第二个习惯就是默想神的话，可以在一件事上养成。什么事呢？就是思想神的话，在各种活动之间总是思想神的话。
For example, when we're traveling to work.
也比方说当我们去工作的路上。
When we're waiting for somebody.
或者说当我们在等候什么人的时候。
As our relationship with Christ grows, we learn to care for others as he did.
当我们与基督的关系在成长的时候，我们就会学会跟耶稣一样的去关心别人。
那 telling others about Christ becomes a natural overflow of our relationship with Christ.
我们对别人谈论基督，就变成了我们跟基督的关系对外的一种流露。
It's not something that we have to do or something that we become unnatural in doing.
那个不是说我们一定要这样做，或者这样做是不自然的，被逼的。
As we think about the scriptures and as we talk to Christ in prayer, it's a natural overflow of our walk with Christ.
当我们在神的话语里面默想的时候，当我们在祷告里面跟神交通的时候，那么我们这种与神的关系就会很自然地流露出来。
Abiding in Christ is essential for a person to reach his full potential in God's sight.
一个人在神的眼里面，眼光里面，要想全部地发挥他的潜力，就必须住在基督里。
In conclusion,
在做结论的时候，
the value of an individual in God's perspective is he is potentially priceless.
我们可以这样说，一个人在神的眼光当中，他的价值就潜力而论是无可估量。
A person totally yielded to Christ will make a tremendously large impact on the world for good.
一个人完全的降服在基督的面前，他就会对这个世界能够永恒的产生一种莫大的力量影响。
The key to becoming a man used of God is to abide in our Lord Jesus.
一个人要想为神所用， 唯一的秘诀就是住在我们的主耶稣基督里。
To abide in Christ, we need first to be born spiritually.
住在基督里，首先我们要从灵而生。
Through inviting Jesus in our hearts as our personal Savior.
接着，请基督到我们的生命里面来，做我们个人的救主。
Then we need to deepen our friendship with Him through conversing with Him in prayer.
那我们然后啊，就需要加强或者说加深我们跟他的友谊交通。记住什么来加强呢？记住跟他在祷告里面的交通。
Listening to Him through meditating on the Bible.
记住我们默想他的话，来听他的话。
Then caring for others as Jesus cared for us.
接着我们对别人的关心，就像耶稣基督他关心别人一样。
I think 1974 can be a potentially tremendous year for each one of us here.
这个1975年就潜力来。
I think 1974 can be a potentially tremendous year for each one of us here.
这个1975年就潜力来讲，可能对我们在座的每一位是一个非常重大的一年。
And it's so strongly dependent on are we completely yielded to Christ.
这件事是这样强烈的，要寄托在我们每一个人完完全全的投降在耶稣基督面前。
Are we growing more dependent on Him by abiding in Him day by day?
我们是不是一天一天的更多的加强我们的关系，记住我们住在他的里面。
We have such a tremendous potential because of the promises of Jesus.
我们有这样一个无可估量的潜力，这个潜力我们之所以有，完全靠着耶稣他的应许。
May our Lord Jesus help us to tap these resources this year.
愿主耶稣帮助我们能够达到他为我们所计划的这个目的。
Thank you.
谢谢各位，我们大家低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你借着你的仆人在今天早上让我们看出我们每一个人在你里面的价值是何等的宝贵。我们这个人就着肉体自然的价值来讲的话，所知非常有限，但是在你的儿子耶稣基督里面，我们的价值就无可限量。最低限度我们知道你的儿子耶稣基督曾经为了我们这个败坏没有用的人，把他的生命舍了，把他的血流出来。换句话说，我们每一个人在你面前最低限度就等于你的儿子一条命，等于你儿子身上所有的血。主啊，我们为这个缘故实在要感谢你。你今天早上已经告诉我们为什么要住在你的儿子耶稣基督里面，你也告诉我们怎么样能够住在你的儿子耶稣基督里面，好让我们发挥你为我们所计划的全部潜在的力量。主啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们自己不能够做到，求你的灵在我们心里面做工。你在今天早上就帮助我们 这些没有接受你的，赶快进到耶稣基督里面。我们跟你已经有关系的，求主你让我们能够加强这样的关系。我们不能够做什么，但是靠着那加添给我力量的，凡事都能做。求主你听我们的祷告，祝福在座的每一位，也怜悯我们的国家和我们在上执政掌权的，你让他们有健康，有智慧，有长寿，能够引领我们全国的百姓在你面前寻求你的旨意，尊你为大，让你得到荣耀，能够戾弃罪恶，戾弃偶像，让你在我们这个国家里面被高举的荣耀。听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的宝。